simple, innit? One minute you're on your own in this world, and the next you got a chance of something better. More what you hoped for. Well, not saying I haven't had me moments, of course. When I got a little place of me own over Wolverhampton, I thought Christmas had come. Then Mum died and Dad, well, back to the terrace house. Purple blocks up the entry and a brewer's in the back. He wasn't going to move. Me? Well, I made some changes, I suppose. I've even got a business card now. A Seamus, that's me. A private eye. An investigation operative. It's true. Mr. Antrobus and me. Liz Parker, the Ace Agency. It's a step, I suppose. A card. Printed. Not engraved, but something.
Rosemary Martin as a confidential agent in A Husband Scorned by Nick McCarty. A Husband Scorned.
Good morning, Liz. Early, aren't we?
Gloria, he said, Mr. A distinctly said on Friday, he said, be in good time, I've got some work for you, solo, he said. So where is he?
I don't know. He said we'd go to the zoo Sunday.
The zoo?
Dudley Zoo. I feel sorry for the animals. I go and talk to them. I used to go there when I was a kid. He said he'd take me for old time's sake. He never turned up.
Maybe Mrs. Antrobus wanted to go instead.
Oh, I don't know. It's no good. I sometimes think you and me's got a lot in common, Liz.
She sat there, swinging her stockinged leg and filing the edge of a red nail and...
In common? What?
I wasn't a kept woman. I never had been. Well, not exactly.
Like what?
I mean, sort of... lonely.
I'm not lonely.
Oh, come on, admit it. I do. I am. What's in it for me? He's going to dump me sometime, and then what?
She was right, of course. His bit of stuff on the side. I like our Gloria. I do. She stood up for me time and again, but she is right. Mrs. A was, well... he talks about her, grumbles, mutters curses, and goes on about her...
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good of you here a minute so early, Miss... now, Gloria, off your bottom and make us some tea, OK? I have business to discuss with my operative here.
Me? I'm not your bloody office junior.
No, of course not, Gloria. No, I'm sorry about the zoo. I was caught up in something special. Very special. Very delicate. Needed special skills and experienced operative.
You?
In a nutshell. Now, I want you to hold the fort... You can get me on this number from 10 in the morning to 5:30. It's a factory. Ask for the area supervisor, Mr. Deakin. That's me. Undercover. Industrial espionage case. Very tricky.
I could do that.
No, hardly. No. It's a steelworks that a woman would stick out like a sore thumb.
What's going on there?
Well, I seem to be losing customers to a rival firm. They... can't work out how.
Ask the boss's secretary, when is she leaving?
Well, she was given a month's notice. How did you know?
Tell her you know she's nicked the customer list and the tenders file. Oh, the usual thing. She'll have made a few quid.
Talk about what you know, Miss... The tenders file? Mm-hmm. No one mentioned the tenders file.
See ya.
Oh, sorry, can't stay. Busy.
Ask your secretary.
Ask the secretary what, please?
What I nearly did when I left a steel stockholding firm. I could have nicked the client's list, passed it on to the highest bidder. Someone I fancied wanted the list, if you must know. I refused and he legged it as soon as spit. Story of my life, I suppose.
Oh, men.
Oh, by the by, there was a little job I wanted you to see to, Miss... something at a school. Someone called Jenkins, headmaster, got a problem. Nothing much, I shouldn't wonder. Master getting familiar with the boys, master getting familiar with his wife, who knows? His number's on the pad.
But why me?
Well, it can't all be expenses paid on the Costa del crime, can it?
It's yours.
It was just a matter of speaking, Gloria. Mine, if you must know, is a local industrialist with influence. Now... some of us have a crust to earn, Miss... I did tell you, didn't I, that if you were made up to a fully-fledged operative, it was on a results basis, a percentage.
How much per 100%. Men.
I drove out of town on the freeway, angled across the tracks and headed for the country. Past the old tram depot and up through the sad, tattered, junk-laden suburban strip, one district merging into another. The struggling lines of houses, anonymous, cold. And suddenly, open spaces and Georgian houses took back off the main road. And then onto the playing fields of a small prep school. And behind the red stone walls of the main buildings and the porter cabin classrooms, the headmaster.
You'll be making mountains out of molehills, of course. Per ardua and all that, Miss...
Parker. Liz Parker, Mr. Jenkins.
Ah, yes.
The head was not exactly young. Behind his thick-rimmed glasses, his eyes were dull. A lifetime of thankless work. And he hadn't the courage to break out, do something exciting. Outside the sound of children, here in the study, nothing personal showed. Everything neat, tidy, cold. He steepled his fingers and looked at me in that blind way only the short-sighted have. And snakes, of course.
You were surprised, Mr. Jenkins?
Concerned, I suppose.
I see.
And it may be that I am in fact building castles in the air.
Why not tell me? And that way you save my time and your money.
Oh. Well, it was more in the nature of an inquiry, not exactly a definite... It is not up to me. There is a third party. More Charles Barton's problem than... I just thought a helping...
Tell me the nature of the inquiry and we'll see what we think.
A respected member of my staff, Oxford-trained and very highly recommended, I may say, has been disturbed recently, for the last few weeks, in fact.
Yes?
It appears that his wife was the under-matron. It's common enough in schools like ours to offer a married couple the opportunity for both to find gainful...
Yes, I'm sure.
Yes. She has gone. Been mislaid, it seems.
He has mislaid his wife?
He is a fine teacher. I suggested that we try to locate her, make another go of things. I feel I may be able to pour some healing balm on troubled... I had a sister who wanted to be divorced. Dreadful business. I stopped it, fortunately.
Was she happy?
Not the point. Barton agreed. He could hardly disagree, as the work was for a couple, and I would have had to let him go. He has agreed to talk to try and find out at least what had happened that made her go away. Try and heal the breach.
I'd better talk to him then, hadn't I?
I should warn you, he is a little eccentric. Slightly, what it a parent said, bumbling, yes. And I must impress on you the need for discretion. Parents, you understand?
Find the wife, don't rock the boat.
Exactly so. No hint of impropriety, no whiff of scandal, no soupçon of indiscretion.
Quite.
Jolly kind, of course, to take the trouble. Not much a man can do in the circumstances, I believe. Straight a bat, Jackson. And foot to the ball. I'm very happy here. I thought my wife would...
Had you been married long, Mr. Barton?
No. No, about a year before we came here.
And 2 months ago, she up sticks and...
Well, I really don't know that we should be bothering if she doesn't want to come back. I'll just go on and find some other work. Memories, Miss...
Liz Parker. He won't keep you on, will he, the head?
He will, I think. But I shan't stay. Sadness. Sad memories.
Liz! That's the third time.
Oh, sorry, partner.
You're not thinking, Liz.
I said I'm sorry. I am.
My trick. No thanks to you, Liz. Are you all right, Liz? You seem a bit distant tonight. A bit not with us.
They sat under the shaded light. A pool of yellow over the table. The cards spread. The pot, a fin or more. And they watched each other play. This was the big game. Out of this, a winner would step tall, the best in town. Outside, the thin sounds of the dark night. The blue cigar smoke swirled in lazy spirals into the dark night behind the shade. I met a man today.
Ah, a man!
He was nice. Sad, really.
Anne, she's met a man.
About time. Why should Liz escape?
I like him. That sad man who'd mislaid his wife. He seems so vulnerable. Hurt. Lonely, in a way. I wanted to touch, to tell him not to worry. Life goes on.
The wife winked off for no good reason.
There's a catch.
Must be.
I don't think... No, I really don't think there is. He's a sweet man. So gentle. He teaches English and takes boys' cricket. The boys seem to like him. He's Oxford educated, you know.
Is he? Well, we know about that.
Oxford? Well, that's the dark blue lot, isn't it?
Look, are we playing bridge? Or sorting out Liz's gentleman friend?
They're always so harsh. It's not my nature.
No, my dear, of course it isn't your nature.
Oh, I'm so pleased you seem to understand.
She never wanted to walk. I love the countryside. Birds, natural things. Peace. Elgar.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sure, Mr. Barton, yes.
I think maybe Charles, don't you, Miss...
Liz. Charles.
Well, Liz, did you enjoy that?
Oh, I never knew, Charles, never, ever. Last time I was in the Birmingham Town Hall was for a Mick Mulligan concert. Well, quite a long time ago now. Oh, that was wonderful. Oh,
a little more wine, Liz.
I shouldn't, Charles.
Oh, come along, it's good wine. Enjoy it, Liz.
I'm beginning to feel very guilty, Charles.
No. I thought... When the head suggested we should try to find my wife, that I had to humour him. But if Muriel was determined, if she chose to leave, then nothing will stop her. I know that. The head feels that there might be a scandal. He wants to ensure all's been done. I was not happy with her, Liz. Not happy. And tonight, taking you to that concert? Wow. Sublime, my dear. Yes. I am so pleased.
Involved. Involved, Miss Parker. Miss Parker, this is a detective agency, not a bloody dating service.
It's not like that.
You say you think I'd better take the case over as you're involved with him? This schoolie, Barton? Well, when did she leave him?
2 months ago.
Reported her when?
To the police. I don't know.
Have you checked?
No.
Do it, then.
Well, he didn't report her missing. He was sure if she wanted to go, that was it. All over. Nothing he could do. It's just tying up loose ends.
No, not chatting you up. My stuff. Not on, Miss Parker. My mother always used to say, keep the so-and-sos at arm's length, and that way you get on. Otherwise, you get... Well, you know, you know what I mean. Not a good idea.
You make it sound so grubby.
I'm a realist. What's a man not long married who then mislays his wife doing chatting up a lady of your... Well, maturity.
There are some men, Mr. Antrobus, who see more in a woman than mere outward show, who look for, well, the intellectual interests in common... Elgar and nature and that.
Oh, Miss Parker. Liz, do me a favour, girl. Do Mickey Antrobus a favour. Watch out for this one. Just watch him. But nature, Elgar. Look, just find the wife and dump him. My advice.
I can't.
Look, this is a job, Miss Parker, right? A job you wanted. So do it. and stop playing footsie in posh restaurants he can't afford, or shouldn't be able to on a teacher's screw. You see what I mean? Cherchez La Femme, and do it now.
What expensive restaurant?
You were seen, Liz.
Who by?
No, no business of yours. It's mine. You are an operative working for me, and so it is my business. Look, Liz, I won't argue with you. Just watch yourself and at least sort out the wife before you go leaping to conclusions about him and you. Look, Uncle Michael knows what he's saying.
Maybe.
Morning.
Oh.
What's up with her?
From the signs, she's in love. You were right.
Told you.
Yes, well, maybe I'm going to have to do a bit of checking just to be on the safe side.
Mickey, leave it alone for now.
Hmm?
Well, she's not got a lot of fun. It's a new life for her, Mickey. Oh, if you'd seen them together, holding hands, candles, gazing into each other's eyes. Oh, love's young dream.
Love's young. Yes. Well, what's his full name?
Charles Barton.
Right, well, a phone call or two might not do any harm.
I have to do the job, Charles. I have my boss to keep happy. We have to find your wife and see. I have to try.
It seems so pointless. We had so little in common. Now, you and I...
Pride in my work, Charles. I need a photograph of her.
I have one at the flat. Come in for coffee.
Fine.
We met in Doncaster. She wanted to leave. Leave her mother and father. Doncaster is dreadfully provincial. No poetry in Doncaster. She was not in life's young flush. A determined person. I met her when I was on a walking holiday in the Dales.
This is her in the hat.
Yes, right. Yes. Quite a recent photograph.
Mm, the car. It's very nice BMW.
Hers. I know nothing about cars. And she wanted to sell it when we married. Thought it was a little ostentatious.
Not exactly poor, then.
Not exactly, no.
Her maiden name?
Liz, I hate all these questions. It's as if I'm being given the third degree.
I'm sorry, darling. I just have to find out a few things. We will have to sort them out, Charles, if... Well, you and I.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Please? Is that him?
Yes, it is, Dad. Why aren't you in bed?
And that's his wife. Is it? In the hat. And you're going to be his fancy woman.
Dad, we think about the same things, like the same things, enjoy the same music and books, and we talk about, oh, everything. I was talking about when I was a kid and you and me went up Walton Hill together with a kit of birds. He understood. He even understood why I still go there if I need some peace and quiet.
Still a fancy woman. What else do you call it? She left and you'll step in her place. Next thing I know, I'll be on my own here and you in her bed.
Dad, stop it. What are you doing to that photo?
Taking it out the frame and get a good look.
Dad, leave it.
That's interesting. No. And a name in the back of her picture. Bartlett, her name. And an address in pencil, see?
Dad, give it to you.
Oh, all right, her kid. You're not going to leave me alone, are you?
Oh, Dad, it's too late at night. I'm too tired to think about it. No. No, I won't leave you alone. Now go to bed.
Well, I just...
Dad! Bartlett, her name. And an address in Bath. Not in Doncaster. I could have sworn Charles said Doncaster.
The train now standing at platform 7.
Mr. A always says, well, he says his mother always says, the first seed of doubt is the maggot in the apple. Oh, it's just a mistake, though. There's an explanation. There must be. Charles wouldn't lie to me. No, I know he wouldn't. Over the sad, drizzling countryside, the early morning mist lies like a shroud. The fields are grave. The small houses in the distance across the countryside, tombstones. A small place, Nowhere to hide, nowhere to run, and lives shut in, closed. And the maggot in the apple. The maggot.
Taxi!
Where to?
Laxton Terrace. Number 5, I think. It's number 5.
They shot up 7th and Vine, past the bank, the foaming river under the Golden Bridge, and up the steep streets, past terraces of houses leaning drunk down the hill. She checked and checked again. It was the right place, all right, the right girl, the beginning of something, maybe. Outside, the people went about their normal lives, living, loving, getting lost.
No, dear, not hide nor hair since...
And this photograph?
Is my daughter. 'Twas taken on her wedding day. You say she's here. Surely she's with her man.
Well, not exactly, no.
Nothing's happened, has it? I didn't tell her, I said, when she brought him round to home. I said then 'twas no use. My man rest his soul with broken-hearted. Oxford, her man said. Alan was always talking about his college and the publishing business he ran.
No, Charles. His name is Charles Barton.
Oh, excuse me. Alan Carter. I do know the name of my son-in-law, even if I don't like him, nor never have.
I have a photograph of Charles with me, here.
'Tis him. 'Tis Alan, right enough. Divorced man. Been divorced 3 year, he said. Alan Carter.
Charles Barton.
Miss, believe me, it's not the name they married under. Only got to check the register office.
I checked. The wrong name. Alan Carter. No Charles Barton married Muriel Bartlett, spinster of that parish. The maggot in the apple, all right.
I told you. I said, Liz, I said, be careful. Now it's the wrong name and you've got a problem.
Mickey, just go and fetch the tea and leave us alone.
You are?
Get lost, Mickey.
Charming.
Oh, Liz, you've really got it bad, haven't you?
Yeah, I think I have, Gloria.
Oh, there really are the giddy limit men. A man who has the wrong name, a missing wife from the wrong place, and a divorce. Now what?
I don't know. What can I do?
The cup that cheers. Right. Now, let's get a few things sorted. Sit down, Glor, and listen to Uncle Mickey Antrobus.
But...
No, Miss Liz, you don't have it straight in your head, do you? I mean, it's all of a tangle, isn't it? Now, just for a moment, keep the personal stuff out of the way. Now, I'll help. First off, the man is missing a wife. Second off, he doesn't tell the truth about where she come from. Third off, he doesn't have the right name. Fourth, he says he's from Oxford. And last, you fancy him. On almost all counts, you have a problem. He was divorced, right? Who from?
I can't ask him. He doesn't even know I've been asking in the right place for his wife. Oh, it's a mess.
Right. You check the register office, got a name. Alan what?
Carter.
Right. So, how long had he been married to the missing one?
He says 2 years.
And 3 years before he'd been divorced by another woman, right?
Well, that's what he told the family, yes.
Doncaster, he said, yeah. Yeah, well, it's worth a try. It's a long shot, but it's what he told you first off. I tell you what, Liz, you go and check out the local paper. Births, marriages and deaths. Divorces might figure about, what, 5 years ago?
It's going to take ages.
Legwork, Miss... as my old mother used to say, is mostly sitting down and checking facts, files and figures. Now, my old mother is...
We know, Mickey. See you in 6 months, Liz.
I got a date tonight. We're going to the theatre and supper after and...
So go. Just don't let on, that's all. And while you're gone, I'll ask an old mate in Birmingham Central Cop Shop what he can find out. CRO and all that stuff.
So thanks to all at once, and to each one that we invite to see us crowned at school.
I'm always surprised at the standard here. Amateur it may be, but they never fail to excite. The Crescent Theatre is a must in the cultural life of this city, not noted for much except an orchestra and Spaghetti Junction.
You forget, Charles, the racetrack in the middle. Oh. I mean, not many cities have...
Nor want one. It makes me livid what the planners do to us.
Oh, I don't know. They do their best.
Wrong. I assure you, they do not have a clue.
But, Charles...
I do know what I'm talking about, Liz, if you don't mind.
Charles, what is it?
Nothing.
There is something the matter.
Just stop telling me what is wrong. Stop contradicting. I know what I think. I know what I'm saying, and I am right.
Well, maybe I'd better go home. I'll get a taxi. We're both a bit tired. I have to be out early in the morning.
Early?
I'm going up to Doncaster.
I see. Liz, my wife has gone off just as she said she would. We don't need her. We don't need to worry about, formality, surely. You're a woman of the world. We could, you and I, together.
If you mean what I think you mean, Charles, it's not exactly the most romantic suggestion, is it?
I'm sorry. I'm clumsy. I know I am. Not much use with a finer... Well, I just thought maybe we could sell up. Move away together.
Sell up?
You have a house, you said. Some family bits and pieces, you said. A small private income. We could manage. You said that...
Yes.
We could pool our resources. Begin again. Go and start again. No one need know.
I wasn't quite straight with you, Charles. My dad, he's alive, living in the family house... And the family house, Charles, it's not big. It's a small terrace cottage with an outside lav and the scullery and wash house on the back and...
I see. Well...
I'll give you a call when I get back, Charles.
Well, I'll come with you, Liz.
No, I don't think so. I'll, just take a taxi then. Good night.
Into the night she stepped, leaving him watching the guttering light of the red candle. Across the city, the dull glow of 1,000 streetlights. At her feet, the black sheen of a wet sidewalk glittered sparks of reflected lamps. He made no move to follow, just sat and stared at the door of the restaurant.
Taxi! Hey, hop in, Liz.
Mr. A! What's up?
Just keeping a friendly eye now. Come on. Home, is it?
We drove off into the dark of the city, and I shivered as an angel walked over my grave.
We've got all the Doncaster Gazette since God were a boy down here. Stored against, time, I suppose.
It's very kind of you.
We've never had a private eye in our offices before.
I'd be grateful if you'd say nothing, just for the moment, Mr. Pearson.
My lips are sealed. Not like some of the press these days isn't the Donny Gazette. Knows when to shut its mouth and hold its tongue.
I'm glad you see it like that.
Mind, if there's a scoop, a sensation, I'd be glad to hear about it to Fort London boys, just for a change. There they are, stacked in years. Marriages and deaths are usually... Nay, they're always on back page inside. You, He said somewhat about a divorce. It'd be noticed, you know, if it were a local man, or woman come to that. What name did you say?
I didn't. Oh, thank God it's not a daily. I'll get on. And he went, leaving me looking at great grey piles of ancient newspapers stacked on metal shelves in bundles marked with the year in question. So, to be on the safe side, I started 8 years back and began to look for the name Alan Carter in the marriage column. It was going to take forever.
Expected a call, Gloria, OK? Ace Agency, Mr. Edgeworth speaking. Surveillance, debts and...
Mickey!
Oh, it's you, Arnold. Did he get anything on that punter? Alan Carter? No, I told you nothing certain. Just wanted it checked out. If you could. Well, we'll try Doncaster, yeah. Ta.
You'll be the death of me.
Oh.
What was all that about?
It was about Liz Parker, who was in such a spin... Oh, it was about trying to get a line on her lover boy, Charles Barton, Alan, whatever it is. I have a friend. Well, a contact in the local constabulary who owes me a favour. I was just asking him if there was any form. He's checking the computer, right?
You're a softie, aren't you?
Hmm?
Yeah, she'll be all right, won't she?
Probably won't find anything. Storm in a teacup, more than likely. Yeah, my old mother used to say that...
Eureka! Got it. Carter. Got you. Married to Miss Sheila Janes of the View, the Crescent, Doncaster. On June the 21st, 1980. The View? Right.
It was old money bought the View. It was old money laid out the gardens. It was old money paid for the roller in the drive. It was old money paid the wages of the man who come to the door. A round-faced, wrinkled old boy in a green apron and a cap.
Yes?
He showed me into a room to the right of the hall. It was dimly lit. The pictures on the walls were dark portraits. The table was vast and polished like glass. A long golden velvet runner with tassels lay along it. The old lady, seated in the corner of the room in a huge armchair, was dressed in muted greys and browns. She almost vanished into the shadows.
You must understand, Miss Parker, that I do not receive visitors. I am breaking the rule of a considerable number of years.
5 years, would it be, Mrs. Janes? Since your daughter married Mr. Carter? Or since she divorced him?
Since she died.
Died?
No one listened to me. The ramblings of a distraught old woman. A mother deranged by grief was what that man called me. He was so solicitous, so gentle, so warm to me in the days after. People remarked upon how much he cared for me. Two-faced. Two-faced?
No.
Oh, dear. Has he taken you in, my dear? Don't be taken in.
I thought... He said he was divorced... He said he was divorced from...
In Cornwall. On a walking holiday.
I'm so sorry.
The inquest said it. An accident. He was distraught. He could hardly speak about it. They were together for only 6 months. She was well placed. Her father had left her a considerable sum.
Are you suggesting...
I am suggesting nothing, my dear. My daughter did not go near enough to that cliff edge to fall over it. She was terrified of cliffs. Would not even climb a ladder. Was paranoid about heights.
No. No, we do not... No, I will not tell, Miss... Look, we filled in all the forms, just... Yes.
Is he in?
Not exactly, no.
I need a chat. Detective Sergeant Riley, an old acquaintance.
Oh, yeah, he said. We'll have to sit and wait, I'm afraid. He's just popped out.
Is Miss Parker in?
She is out on a case at the moment.
That's what I was afraid of. This man Barton.
Maybe.
Now, don't come clever with me, girl. Yes or no?
Why?
We found his wife this afternoon in a pond in Sutton Park, drowned.
Oh, another accident.
Sorry?
Well, his first wife had an accident.
Drowning?
Falling. A long way. A cliff.
Where is Miss Parker, then?
She phoned. Said she was going to a favourite place for some peace. He's sort of hit her for six. Daft, of course, but that's life, isn't it? Men.
I come up the top of Walton Hill for a bit of peace. Countryside. Hills. In the blue distance, Wales. Mountains. Border castles. Romance. In the grey haze down there, past the red sandstone steeple and the backyards and alleys. Down across there, the city. Little lives scuttling through the old streets under the new ones, buried. Quiet, ordinary people doing ordinary things and us digging and delving into what? Grief, sadness, cruelty, carelessness. Those things no one can help. I've sat here of a day with my dad. He was fit then, and a kit of pigeons on his bike, and we let them go, and them swooping for home, and us two after them, laughing. Now he's too worn out to come, and I come for old time's sakes, and comfort, I suppose.
Liz?
Hello, Charles. I thought you might know where to find me.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Mr. Parker, don't bloody guess. Just tell us where Liz might have gone.
Richard, don't shout. It doesn't help. Mr. Parker!
Listen, my wench. Don't ask me. I've been waiting for me dinner for the last half hour.
Look, we need to find her. It's important. A matter of life or death, you could say.
All the other one has got bells on.
And listen, you stupid old...
Mr. Parker, if your Liz went away for good, it'd be bad news, right?
She won't go away.
Well, she might have no option. Just tell us where she might go if she felt, well, very sad.
I don't know. You could ask her, mate. Marjorie might know. I've got her address. It's only down the road.
I could have killed him.
Oh, dead useful, that. You could kill us both driving like a bloody loony.
What number was it?
I really did think maybe, just for once, I'd done it right, Charles. Now what? I find you lied to me? I don't even know your name. What sort of a relationship can anyone have if you don't even tell the truth about that?
I'm sorry.
You're not. Not really. You got away with it again.
What do you mean, got away with it? With what?
Hiding. Cheating another woman. Another spinster lady. Only this time it's me and I don't like it. I'm not going to just go away and live in sin with... Oh, I want to. And I want to be with you. I like you. I really do like
you. Don't! Stop that! Just stop it! Please. My wife used to shout at me, then she'd cry. I can't stand tears.
Which wife, John?
I can't stand it when I see women pretending to be so weak and vulnerable. Liars! They trap you with their lies. They trap me. Lies, soft words, filth. Make me believe they like me. A trap. Women always trap you. Always.
No, Charles. I'm not going to trap anyone. Not at my age and stage.
Marjorie, we need to know where she might have gone.
Is it a case?
Oh, exciting, isn't it? I never believed Liz when she said she was a fully-fledged investigator and a private...
But Marjorie, it's important. Life or death, even. You must know places she might go to lick her wounds. She's been hurt.
Hurt? I warned
her. Can you think where she might have gone?
Has he dumped her? Married man, isn't he? Well, we've all had troubles like that.
Yes, we have.
Look, this is not the time to... She is in danger, OK? Life and limb time, get it?
There's no need to take that tone.
Please.
Oh, she used to go to the top of Walton Hill, near St. Canelm Church.
At last.
Oh, Manners.
Charles? Charles, what are you going to do?
Liz, I can't risk anything. I can't risk anyone. Does anyone know you're here? With me?
What are you going to do? Charles, please don't. Don't hurt me. Please, Charles. Please don't hurt me.
Women, for shame, possess you. Suck the marrow from your assets. Think they have me tied up. Property, not me. Not you, not Avon. No one.
Oh, please.
Boy, go. Miss Parker! Liz!
Nothing to do with me. I never did anything.
You tell her to the police. Liz, come on, kid. Come away.
Oh, Mr. Ray. He was going to... Oh, God.
You okay?
Excuse me.
Aye. Don't move. Stay put, sunshine. There's no good running. Liz?
I'm fine. This is... Well, it might be Charles Barton, Alan Carter, or even William Jackson. I check the marriage certificates. I check births and deaths. I check missing persons. I check with her mother.
No.
Oh, yes. Believe me, yes, Charles. And there was no way she fell off a cliff. There was no way she was going to go near the edge of a cliff if she wasn't taken there and then thrown over, Charles. I checked...
Which lies?
Oh, no, mate. She suffered from vertigo. Badly. Don't try anything safe, son, will you? Because half the Brummagem Constabulary's on its way here. A car phoned. By the by, your missing wife, the recent one.
Yes?
Found.
Is she all right?
Not exactly. Is she, Charlie?
Women, they're all the same, all over. Tarts, whores, liars and cheats.
Dead.
Mr. A always says, it's not what you find out. It's what you do with what you find out. It's not people wanting the truth. It's people not able to face it and lying instead. It's not wanting even to solve a problem for someone else. It's trying to find yourself. Down there. Down, down over there in the city. There's 1,000 blokes like Charlie. Sad, lonely, unbalanced. 1,000 victims like his wives and me, who don't see it. And it's so close it frightens. There are no signs, no visible signs. When you go to sleep at night, and he lies in bed alongside you, are you sure? Are you quite sure he is what he says he is? Who he says he is? What you hope he is? Are you quite sure?
In A Husband Scorned by Nick McCarty, Liz Parker was Rosemary Martin, Antrobus Terry Malloy, Gloria Claire Falconbridge, Dad Roger Hume, Marjorie Barbara Atkinson, and Joyce Gibbs, Charles Simon Carter, Jenkins Leon Tanner, Mr. Pearson Martin Matthews, Mary Janet Whiteside. Other parts were played by members of the cast. A Husband Scorned was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Philip Martin.